Fact check, Kamala Harris claims Trump will target the LGBTQ plus community. By Joel B. Polak on August 12, 2024. Claim, if Donald Trump wins in November, he will once again implement policies that target the LGBTQ plus community. Verdict, mostly false. Trump promoted LGBTQ plus rights and set boundaries on the transgender issue. Vice President Kamala Harris is ramping up the fear machine, telling her supporters that Trump will target the LGBTQ plus community. The Log Cabin Republicans, an established gay rights group within the conservative movement, responded. Kamala Harris is fear-mongering for LGBT votes. Cross mark, Trump did not take away protections for LGBT workers or patients. Cross mark, Trump did not ban trans people from the military. White check mark, Trump did create a booming economy and secure the border. But Kamala doesn't want to talk about that. Log Cabin Republicans, at Log Cabin Op, August 12, 2024. Trump was actually a champion for gay rights. Appointing the first openly gay cabinet-level official and acting director of national intelligence Rick Grenell, and launching the first U.S. global initiative for the decriminalization of homosexuality. The only sense in which Trump did something that was contrary to the most radical elements of the LGBTQ plus community is that he barred openly transgender soldiers from serving in the military. People who identify as transgender, i.e. who are diagnosed with gender dysphoria, can still serve, as long as they serve as their biological sex and have not undergone transitions. The military bars people with all kinds of other medical conditions. He allowed states to set their own policies on transgender bathrooms, reversing an earlier policy that imposed a unitary, California-style policy on the entire country, but leaving liberal states to implement whatever they wanted. One could, arguably, say that Trump was an advocate for the LGB, though not necessarily for the TQ+. Harris lumps them all together to claim that Trump is opposed to gay rights in general, which is just patently false. The transgender issue, and broader issues of queer identity, are controversial. While there is wide acceptance of gays, lesbians, and bisexuals, many pro-transgender policies are unpopular and the phenomenon is not well understood. Harris could have a plausible case if she simply said that Trump will not promote the transgender political agenda, or that she will promote transgender policies more than he will, a fact with which few Trump supporters will disagree. It is precisely because the transgender agenda is so unpopular that Harris has to use the LGBTQ plus label as a whole, thereby distorting Trump's actual record on issues of concern to the vast majority of people within that movement. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.